This episode is brought to you by Gnome Stew, a multi-author blog about tabletop RPG game mastering written by GMs for GMs.
My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics. And you are about to enter a dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snickeder snack. Roll for initiative.
Deep within the heart of the slums in the rat-ridden city of Punjar, the Beggar King weaves his plots. From the tile rooftops to the filthy alley sewers, even the bravest of sellswords tremble before the Beggar King's fell secrets. Now you must bring his reign to an end.
The Vorpal Network presents Dungeon Crawl Classics, number 53, Sellswords of Punjar, by Harley Stroh.
Yeah, I moved enough, so I shadow walked.
Okay. And so that's your move.
I can see this guy straight through the door.
Yes.
Thirsty.
Curse you, Salazar!
And we'll Eldritch Blast him.
The three of you guys can give me luck, please.
Do what?
The three not involved in the video. Luck.
One up.
Three.
I have a one.
One up.
13.
One up, one down?
No, I got a one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's one down.
Oh.
It's one down. Okay.
13 versus reflex.
13 versus his reflex.
Gen Con 07 is a 6, and the doe is a 1, though.
Yes.
Yes.
So, one up.
Alright, you miss it. You're back up to the top with Father Runehouse.
Crap. And he's going to get a talk of opportunity, but I'm fairly useless. If I move over to where you're at, though, I could fire through you, though.
You guys will not arrive this turn, but you will arrive next turn.
Okay.
So initiative.
Then I will move behind our lock.
Oh, the warlock. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's your move.
And what can I see?
You can see the dude inside there. From here, you can also see the guy in the window here. He has partial cover, and you see the guy way over here on top of the rooftop.
Now that you can hit him.
Mm-hmm. I could probably hit him, though.
Mm-hmm. Depends what your range is.
I think most of your stuff is range 10.
Five.
We're five, yeah.
Yeah, it's well out of range. Then.
Okay. So useless.
It's probably out of 10 as well.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Given that he's also up on top of
it. Yeah, I think he's more than 10 squares away from you.
All right, well, I'll just zap the guy that I can see through the door.
Okay.
Glance of faith. That's going to be a 16 versus his reflex.
That will hit his reflex. Let's see.
All right. Well, he's going to take 5 points of radiant damage. And who's next in the initiative order? You or you?
She is.
Then you get a plus 2 to hit.
Amina!
I will foolishly move into the room.
All right, you foolishly move into the room. You do so.
And attack Pustule Boy.
Attack the Pustule. Mr. Pustule, is it?
I think he's infectious. Watch out.
It's okay. I brought a hygiene wand from the land, six. The fiery land.
But remember, it's imaginary. It doesn't work.
18. It's not imaginary. I've been there.
Will hit his AC.
Okay. My family has a portal.
Then why are we still here?
Well, because it's back in the labyrinth forest.
That's fine. We can go there.
11 damage, and the other guy takes 5.
This is the opposite of the Terminator.
He takes 11, you say? The other guy takes 5?
Yeah.
He dies.
And you can teleport.
Captain Pustule dies.
No, I don't get a teleport.
Or you get whatever yours. Yeah. Whatever your thing is.
When you come in, you see this guy, his back is to you, and he's at the bottom of the stairs. That's what you see from there.
Throw an axe at him.
I'm sorry.
I only have one axe. If I throw my axe at him, I'm
after we clear out this house, we should then move to the other house, clear out that house, and then move that house, and this house, and this house. At that point, we'll kill everybody in the whole area.
And hopefully have leveled up by the time we need to
come back. We're level 20. We've killed everybody in town. You're the only one left. We owe nothing to the Thieves Guild because they're dead.
Yes, because we went back and killed them all too.
Oh, yay! Right, plan two. Thieves Guild.
And then the Assassin's Guild.
Idea number three is we declare war on the Beggar's Guild and the Thieves Guild at the same time.
Yes.
Because we're brilliant like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, Mama. And on the head. This guy is going to take a shot at you, and so is this guy, because you're the ones that he actually bang on the way. Then when they're shooting at you, Mal, this guy is shooting at Runehouse.
So
extreme range.
Concealed.
Well, he gets -2 to hit you.
Yeah. You get concealment, which, yeah, so that'll leave you.
So he's actually at -4 to hit you because of range. Yeah, he shoots and whiffs. The other guy shoots at you. He's at -2 as well.
There's only one left.
Does a 19 hit your AC?
From that distance? My god.
Yes.
Actually, it's 19, 17 hit your AC.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be just eating by bat.
Yeah, why hasn't he been attacked by bats yet?
Yeah.
Don't know. 6 points of damage to you.
Maybe he's the bat lord. He's the trainer.
Harley?
It is.
Harley! Eating something in there.
I will tell
he's
you that
eating one of
the last time you guys were here, people were up on the roof. These guys were up on the roof
without
waiting, and the bats were not attacking them. The bats didn't come down to attack until you guys got up on the roof.
We should have paid someone to climb up on the roof then.
And only then did they actually attack whoever was up on the roof.
They've got an anti-bat seal.
Something like that.
Yeah, they ate that one guy though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was after some of you guys got up on the roof and bats came down. Then they ate one of them.
Maybe there's like a... Maybe
that guy,
like a
that
switch.
Guy.
Maybe.
This guy moves forward.
Or maybe it's blood or something.
Takes a swing at you with his short sword. Missing horribly with a 6.
I don't know, somebody peg him with a crossbow.
This Let's guy go, holy crap, there's a dude in here. He'll come try to hit you with the short sword.
Somebody wanting to get in or walking out? Is it walking?
So 19 hit you.
Yeah.
6 points of damage.
Yeah.
This door is open. And you see a guy back here opening a door back there.
I know, you went up on
and
the couch.
He goes into this room.
Eric didn't want to give up space, so you lost your space.
Mal.
What?
I'm assuming there's only like 2 squares between me and the door.
Yeah.
So I cannot get a 3 square movement to get concealment.
Well, you could, no. Not from there, no.
I think it's 3. Is it 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's 3.
You can move into this space, but you'll have to continue moving. If you could basically move in here and move over to there.
And then you'd have concealment.
That one, and I'd be... I couldn't use range. All of my stuff is ranged.
Sure.
Though,
from that corner, couldn't you?
You could move behind...
No, I'd have a corner adjacent to this one.
You move up behind her, though, and could that guy attack around the hard corner? And that would make it harder for the archer. Mm-hmm. And it'd be nearly impossible for the
crossbow. This guy wouldn't be able to shoot at you. This guy would be able to, but you would have cover.
Yeah, because...
And you would have cover in addition to him being so far away.
Yeah. And then you could still fire at the guy in front.
If I'm out here, mm-hmm. I still get that one.
Yeah. Move there, I would say that this guy wouldn't be able to see you shoot at you. This guy would, but he's going to be at some serious modifiers.
Okay, I'll curse this one.
Okay. And yeah, you see him. It's fine.
And I will...
You can shoot at him. He is at minor cover.
I'll just blast
him. This is a hard corner. That's there.
That's,
You're at a minus two.
Does 11 hit his reflex? No. I'm assuming no.
Does not. Does not hit his reflex.
I could roll anything to attack.
Okay, I need initiatives from you guys.
Anybody who can see me gets a plus two to their initiative.
I got a 22.
That would just be you guys.
You sorry, don't, 24.
You
don't see
that. You got a 24?
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you get, Eric?
I got a 3.
You got a 3. You're awesome.
You still get the plus 2, you know.
I think we determined that I don't. That I am not my own ally.
No. You're concentrating on pushing.
You are not your own ally. So you guys roll up on this. See this from up the block.
One job. They had one job.
job that was significantly harder than your job. I'm going to go steal a cart. I'm going to go fight more of the Beggar King thugs.
We didn't know that you were fighting Beggar King thugs.
Well, now you do.
So essentially, you guys are up in this area with the cart.
Right.
So.
Well, and we had to procure flaming, you know, flammable materials and oil.
Beggars.
That's what I wanted to use, but nobody else would let me.
Bags on better.
Yes.
Yeah. Tim would. Tim would let you use beggars.
Yeah, I know. Tim would help you find beggars.
Probably. Especially right now.
Yeah. If beggars are anything like these guys, they'd been very hard to set on fire.
No. Tim would have found
them. You know anything about the spore program at all?
Not much. Why?
I came across a planet Cylon the other day.
Nice.
That had a reptilian race as the. I was like, if you're following old Battlestar, that.
That's funny. I got to the space level and it's so big. I just haven't really done much yet because it's huge. And I'm just like, though it is funny flying over a planet and sucking up monsters and aliens.
You haven't thrown yet.
Not yet.
If you let go, like while they're on their way up, they keep moving. So you can. That's what I was doing. I was like flinging guys.
You guys see a dude,
and then drag and let go.
You guys flying. In the wagon will see a guy working on opening the gate.
From the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they're gonna come outside.
That's fine. Once he opens the gate, light it and push it.
He seems to have dudes behind him as well.
Well, good. There you go.
One of them has your coat.
Yeah, I'll have a good time.
Even though it's somebody else's coat.
That's about as far back into there as you see. So, okay. So we're at the top with Chinkari.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are we?
Up there where the dice are.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we see a bunch of people by the...
They're unlocking the gate, and there's some down the hallway, or whatever. Rude.
Okay.
And we see melee right here.
I don't think we can see the melee yet.
Yeah, didn't you say we could see happening?
You can see there is obvious signs of fighting going on over here. You barely see a guy up in a window with crossbow. Mm-hmm. You see a guy on the roof out there. And he's standing out here firing off lances of faith into a now broken doorway.
Okay. So we can see stuff happening down there. All right. All right. Crap.
Yeah, so I have no idea whether he's... I mean, I know Planet Cylon was probably just, you know, out of the code. But in the fact that it actually had a lizard people on it, I don't know if that was...
I'm sure it was a person, another player's planet.
Yeah. Have you built many bases?
Yeah.
I've only built one so far. So, like I said, it's so big I was kind of overwhelmed. I'm going to get back into it, but...
I would assume you're driving
the cart.
Yeah, you did.
And you two were on the cart with him.
Did he kidnap him?
The cart?
No.
Well, are we going to push the cart?
What level?
You guys have more or less procured the cart and the oil that you need, and you're just pulling up in the cart. Assuming you didn't push the cart all the way here.
No. Well, no, but there's horses there that you can just make them go without having to get up there.
There was no civilized peoples
getting up to this point.
We got up to a point with
the... You just have now rounded the corner, so I'm just setting up and you see this.
Yeah.
So you can turn it into a wildlife preserve if you want to, but there's a...
I'm thinking of having the horse charge the gate.
You want them to go?
I know there is a...
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. They're afraid of fire, so why not?
Well,
one of the secret awards is if you blow up Earth.
So I'm thinking of having the horse charge the gate.
Well,
I start that. One of you just dump the oil in the back.
Do you remember?
And, light it and go. And I'll stay on this as long as I can.
One of my games is on Pern 2, and one of my games is on...
because I can set it.
I don't remember the name of my planet, but if you run into some dragonborn, they're my guys.
And it'll blow up.
That's true.
You said jump before you got
They've just got to space. Their spacecraft is ridiculous.
Yeah. So
what's the skill we need to drive the cart? There is no animal handling.
No.
Oh, you can go ahead and use... Nature, actually, can do it.
Who has a better nature skill? Because mine's only 2.
Mine's 10. I have... That leaves me doing, everything. Well, my bonus is +7.
Just your nature's total is +7.
+7,
so maybe you drive the cart.
Okay.
I'll dump some oil in the back and leap off. You leap off. Set the cart on fire.
Yeah. And then I'll leap off before the gate.
You leap off before it hits the gate.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
Yeah. What are your people in your game?
I think that's the plan. So just
okay. But it is Chinkari's initiative right now.
Yes.
Do you want to hold your initiative until you all can go?
Okay. I think so. Yeah.
You guys all want to hold your initiative. If you all want to go at the same time, roughly, you're going to have to hold till he goes at the very end.
Yeah.
So you've done a lot more on it than I have.
It was either that or I was thinking that I would go ahead. Get off before I do. Well, my other thought was that I would go ahead and cast Scorching Burst in the middle of them.
Depending on how far away we are, you could go ahead and drive. I mean, you could go ahead and go and drive your cart.
Right.
And then at the end of the round, I'll kick over a barrel or whatever of oil and jump off. She can jump off and light it up.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll go.
So I think the only people that need to wait for me is... I think you're the only one who needs to wait for me.
Well, I was going to explode them now, but...
You could do that, too.
I mean, what do you think is more productive?
Explode them.
Explode them now?
Are we within range? Could you explode them now?
What's your range on your exploding?
Exploding.
It's probably range 10.
Yeah, within 10. So it depends on where we are. That's 4 I counted, and where I was.
You'd be within 10 to basically hit around in there.
Okay.
So because you guys are more or less up here.
Is that a regular thing that you can do, or would you be spending something to do that? No, it's an at will. Okay. So I can do it every round.
And then at some point, you just hit the cart.
Because I figured I'd get off the cart. Well, because I could still move, right?
Yes.
I can move. I would say, you can knock over something, you both can get off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can set the thing on fire, and then I'll jump off before the gate.
Well, I was going to just going to explode them.
She can hit explode them. The people. What can happen is she can hit them now and jump off the cart. I can kick something over and jump off the cart. You can drive the cart up there, and then next round she can hit the cart.
Okay, so we're...
Then when the cart is more or less by them, then she can hit the cart.
Okay, we're currently within 10.
Yes.
Okay, well then, I'm going to get off the cart.
Okay.
I'm going to move to closer.
Is the cart currently moving? The
cart is probably currently moving.
Yes.
Okay, you'll need to give me an athletics check to safely jump from the cart without injuring you.
And that's probably not going to do it. Athletics. That's an 8. That's a 10.
I would say at this point...
Difficulty is at 10, so yeah, you're not going at full gallop, so you get, you pop off the cart and don't hurt yourself, so...
Okay.
Meanwhile, you guys are in the cart.
Nuke them.
And then I move 2 forward, and then I'm going to try and use Scorching Burst centered on the guy in the middle.
Okay.
And it's a burst 1.
Well, it's range 10. That's fine. Hit this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, they're behind some cover because the gate is still closed.
Excuse me,
Six, seven, eight, nine,
that's
10.
Not going to hit it.
Well, you get 3 attack rolls, remember.
Yes.
So
it goes boom right there.
Okay.
It's an area what?
Area one.
It'll hit all 3 guys.
So hit those 3 guys.
So
you miss on the first one.
Okay. I miss on the first one because it's what did you say that the penalty that I'm...
Just you're at a minus 2.
Okay, so that would have been an 8. And that's 21, 19.
Minus 2, I'm only going to apply to the first guy since you were actually shooting a hit there.
Okay.
So now don't apply the minus 2 to the rest.
All right, so this is a 21 versus reflex.
That will hit that guy.
And that's a crit.
Okay.
That's a 24, again, versus reflex. Let's see.
So roll your damage once.
Where's the stupid? There. It's 10. No, I'm sorry. 6 points of fire damage.
And then this guy takes whatever the maximum is.
And that would be 10.
Okay. So 6 on the one in the back, 10 on the one in the front, in the middle. Guy is unscathed.
6 on the first guy, so?
Yeah.
6 on the one in the back.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. 10 in the front.
They're still up.
Are we dead?
No.
Are we dead?
No. Why just yes? Managed to leap off the cart and nuke somebody.
Oh,
uh-oh. And get out of the gate. You alright?
Yeah, I just stepped on
a She toy. Stepped on a squeaky toy.
Okay. So there's a big boom over here, and you guys look up, and Rittenhouse looks up the street, and says, "Mal, you can look up the street, and you see them on the cart heading this way."
Oh, crap. Came too early.
Would you rather that I hold them off?
No. No, that's just Rittenhouse's law. He's like, damn, they didn't let us, clear the house.
He's going to be pissed we have cleared it out. Yeah! We only had one job.
We didn't finish it.
Yeah, but our job sucked.
I'm not disputing that. Okay. So you hit one of those, missed one. Okay.
Well, at least the hatred of the Beggar King grows with every encounter. I haven't even met the guy. He's probably one of the nicest individuals here. He probably gives to charity all the time.
Yes.
Steals from the Thieves Guild.
All right.
Gives to the poor.
So Jankari does that.
You're such evil.
So you hop off and you do all that. You're actually at our top. These guys have to wait for him.
Well, I figured that it would be a surprise.
Yes. Well, they're also waiting on the guy in front of them to open the gate. They can't open the gate until he goes. Runehouse.
Okay. All right, I'm going to move right up behind the dwarf.
Ding!
Because I'm still around a hard corner, right?
Yes.
And then I'm going to... Lance of Faith, the guy in front of me. And that would be a 17 against his reflex.
Against his reflex?
Yep.
Will hit.
Okay.
Will hit.
8 points of radiant damage, and then I give her a plus two. And
you're going to show me something?
Okay, and you give Robin plus two, you said?
Well, that's cool. Did you guys make...
Are you showing
the pumpkins?
Yeah.
Some of the pumpkins.
You get a plus two.
Okay. He does those.
Those are cool. Do you see those?
Cool.
Neat. Yeah, cool. Those are fun pumpkins. The boys were party poopers. We didn't get to have pumpkins this year.
Pumpkins. Mm.
A couple of years back, I decided I didn't like carving pumpkins anymore, so I've been getting artificial pumpkins.
Like
what?
Yeah.
So that way, I've got sand carved ones for next year as well. So
that makes sense.
So I've been adding new ones to the collection every. So we have the three in the front window
several
this year.
Several pumpkins for yes.
And two in the.
So many windows.
Two in another window. So.
Well, the nice thing about the artificial pumpkins is you can put them outside and they don't rot.
Right.
Yeah.
The only bad thing is you can't put a candle in them.
No, but they've got those LED lights.
Oh, that's what I've got in them.
We have.
But,
yeah.
And they've got the ones that'll flicker just like candles do. Yeah. So those are, so they can look just as realistic.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay. That was a Runehouse. Runehouse, you still have a minor left, I think.
I don't have any.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I mean,
Stinky marker.
Clean.
This one instead. This one's less stinky. Ugh. We need to get some of the ones like you guys have with the erasers on the top.
Well,
these aren't bad.
24.
They don't smell that bad.
Bloody flies.
With a 24 hand?
What I don't like about these is the eraser gets destroyed fairly quick.
Well, yeah, but you can get new erasers. Like, they come off.
You take 12 points of damage, and the other guy takes 5.
Okay.
How hurt are you?
Not very.
Okay.
Yet.
He takes how many points of damage?
12. And the other guy takes 5.
I thought I had another healing thing.
I think I need to go eat something.
Okay. He dies.
Yay!
Is that Postal Boy?
No, Postal Boy already died.
Oh, goody.
He died.
But since I haven't used the temporary hit point, I'm still at the one.
Still the one, yes.
Sadly, those don't stack.
Yeah.
It's because you had to take a pact with a demon.
There's a reason I wear a mask.
Another guy that takes. Okay, got it.
With the train, your
face. That is.
Play that old Star Trek episode when nobody had any faces.
Creepy.
The demon needed that skin graft.
Well, have we done? You're off, right?
Yes, I'm already off.
Are you off yet?
Not yet. I figured
I'm
more on the demon kind of leaves some kind of.
Mark.
You can kind of see the demon in my face, so
he lives in your face.
So
every once in a while he tries again. Creepy.
So you're saying you have oils of your own?
Something.
Gross.
Well, that's why I picked this. I saw that figure, and I'm like, I like that, the fact that he's got this mask on. So that's, you know, yes, I don't use two blades, but I was like,
meh, that worked.
Okay. You're at Valet.
I'm holding because he hasn't gotten off the card yet.
Okay. Okay.
I'm glad that was empty.
Well, it had ice in it, but it's not that cool.
Oh, that's what the gate looks like. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other picture is the weird
fountain.
Crazy fountain.
Okay. They do.
That I fell in.
Yeah.
Okay. That dude finally opens the gate. And steps on through.
Ooh, that sucked nice to be him. Does he get the dice 6 plus 1 impact hits?
Hmm? Yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
He comes out.
Some of my archers with that chariot last night. A whole unit of them.
And these guys will move out as well. We'll see behind
them.
They
think
they're doing. They're not going to be stopping that.
See a dog brother pop out there. These guys. All right, he's doing that. He takes a swipe, this guy takes a swipe at you, Robin. With his short sword. 21 to hit.
Ow.
We may not have to go through the wall.
4 points of damage.
If enough of these guys come out, we may not need to even do our wall thing.
Still will.
And you guys out here will spot Arturo. Right there.
Okay.
I don't remember.
I have to go to the bathroom, but if it comes up, my plan, if I have to use an action point to do this, I do.
To set yourself on fire?
Yes.
Oh, the knife.
Is to essentially open one of the things of mine, kick it over, and leap off.
Okay. Give your life valiantly for everyone else. Gotcha.
Again?
Yes.
Okay.
At that, this point, this guy comes running out of here, and he'll run, let's see, 2, 3, 4, 5. He actually charges you, and will hit with a mighty 9 points of damage.
Wow.
Oh.
Chasing after him.
Uh-oh.
I'm bloodied.
Chasing after him is a dire rat.
Skunk.
And some other little rats, too.
Dire skunk.
And some giant rats. Not as dire as
dire. It's a dire skunk. Those guys are flat. Somebody stepped on them in some way.
And it's Tamal.
They have pet rats. How
wonderful.
Dire rats. That's a dire rat and 2 giant rats.
How much was this thing?
It's actually a dry erase board I bought at Walmart.
Yeah.
And dismantled. It was $15.
That's still magnetic. It's magnetic dry erase.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a sheet of metal with dry erase stuff on one side.
Oh,
it ends up being. It itself is not magnetic, but it accepts magnets.
So it's steel.
Yes. But it cost the dry erase board cost $15, and then I dismantled it and took and I had to take that off of the backing.
Can I see enough around the corner to curse this guy?
Get my
hand in around.
That should be fine.
And we will, since I'm having so much luck with the Eldritch Blast.
Do you want a cookie?
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to be good.
Yeah, I'm gonna get cookies. What is this?
10-6 fireball, no saving throw.
That's okay.
That gives me gives me three action points for giving that to you.
No.
Yes.
Ooh, those are good.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to say that, Jerry. They're horrible.
I like granny cookies better than the full size.
They're horrible.
Actually, thank you.
In that good sort of way.
Thank
you. I think I do too.
The mini ones are better?
I think the mini ones are better than the real size than the full size ones.
No, I don't.
They're certainly healthier because they're smaller, right?
Oh, yeah. Dead on.
No, you just. I'll dire radiance. This guy.
Okay. He does have pocket cover, which is nice too.
And will miss horribly.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Eel.
All right, Mr. Eel.
Mr. Eel. Rafa Eel is Mr. Eel.
Ah.
So what do I have in the way of oil? Do I have like a cask or a couple of casks or
several pints?
Okay.
So, pints?
I would assume that you have dumped most of them already.
All right. In that case, I want to wait to get closer, and then I want to jump off the cart. So, whenever the cart moves closer, I'll jump off the cart. Yeah, so I'll jump off the cart.
Yeah.
28 for my athletics roll.
Did you make it? You went down.
Yeah, you make it, it's fine.
And do a triple flip with that.
Yeah.
Oh. And draw all three of them the stop and hold up cards. 10, 9.5.
Damn Russians!
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
are there doggies here?
That's your move action.
Alright, they don't want to hold until she's finished.
With the card.
Other than the size of his neck, he's a very cool figure.
Has she already? Oh, she hasn't the card up yet.
No, she's not going to be able to do that until next round. Okay. So I would say charge.
Yep. Yep.
And then whoever's left over, because I don't want to get in the way, so I'm going to
jump off. Charge. So.
I'm charging.
Oops.
At that point, as fast as possible.
Then we're going to jump off.
Not yet.
Here, this.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, you were handling all that.
Well, that was fine. I grabbed the one that was stuck to others as well.
So, what's that again? What are we doing?
How whatever your nature is. What's
plus
that?
Seven.
You try to build that. The steer, the horse.
19.
19.
The horse. You steer the horse just fine. Look at this guy's saving throw. Alright, he dives out of the way and is prone over there. Move on in. He dives out of the way. He dives out of the way. They dive out of the way prone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going towards the open gate.
Yep.
But the gate is still sort of there, obviously.
With the way she's set up, she looks totally insane up there.
Yeah.
Poor horse is like, what have I gotten myself into? It's on fire.
Is it on fire?
Not yet. No, you haven't
set it on fire.
You haven't lit it. That's why I'm still on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But essentially, it's going to crash. It's not going to fit entirely through the gate into the alley. So it's going to crash right there.
Why is that?
The cart itself is going to get stuck, and the horses will go into the alley.
Do I notice that this isn't going to work as far as getting through the gate?
It's going to destroy the gate
and cause
lots of nasty stuff.
Right.
Jump off.
Arturo does not actually get out of the way of being trampled by horses, however. Horse, I should say. So. This is about as far as you get when you need to give me an athletics check to jump off.
Okay.
Poor Arturo.
Ooh, 17.
I want his boots.
So you land there.
Okay.
And now I want to finish up my actions. I want to charge one of these bastards who's prone.
Okay.
I believe that's a 14.
Roll a d10 for me.
And add 3.
And add what?
3.
14 4. Versus AC.
What did you get?
4. Roll the 1. That was good.
Well, if it was a saving throw, then, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
14 versus AC.
14 versus his AC. That's
it. Not and counting any bonuses for him being prone.
Prone, you will hit him then.
Alright. 9 points of damage.
5 points of damage?
Nine.
You should have done this the first time. Next time we have to invade a building, we're getting a cart.
It's impressive.
Might not work.
All right.
Even if it's alerted the entire compound that we were there,
it's cool.
Mm-hmm. It was worth it.
It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to be closing the gate again.
I was going to say that cart's going to be wedged in that gate.
Ain't nobody going in that way.
Once it goes on fire.
When do you go to set it on fire?
I don't know if I'm going to set it on fire now.
I would.
You should, because if you set it on fire, the horses are going to freak out and just like
keep going,
stomp everybody.
Well, and then nobody else can just climb over the cart to get out either.
Right, that's true. Right. That's a good point.
Yep.
Well, I'm waiting for it to be my turn.
Maybe we'll catch some of the other like buildings on fire. I know it's raining, but...
Can we burn the whole beggar complex down?
One day at a time. For the course of months, we just burn it all.
That's that wonderful...
Mess.
We just run around town.
We are back up to the top with Chinkari.
Alright.
Light it up.
Where are my people, and are they away from the cart?
The ranger's right there. Raphael's right here, poking a guy on the ground. These guys dived out of the way of the cart and are prone.
Okay.
Up there and there.
Well, I need to know if I cast Scorching Burst, what's going to get hit. I centered it on the incendiaries in the cart.
It will hit the cart. Basically, it'll hit this entire area.
Okay,
right here.
So the ranger's not in there.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Really?
Scorching Burst centered on the cart.
19. Big explosion, lots of fire and flames and death.
Yay!
We'll get them out of there.
It's just amusing.
Fire, flame, death, fire, flame, death, fire, flame, fire, fire! Right there. Obviously, that's fire.
Ooh, is he on fire?
It'd be nice if he was.
Okay.
Did he bathe in his extra flammable soap
today? Father Runehouse, there's a plume of flame went up over here.
An explosion.
Okay.
The idea had to be modified.
Well, and then I'm going to...
We're still procuring entrance.
You think about what you want to do here.
Well, let me put it this way. Reinforcements won't be coming from this direction.
Nope. Not anymore.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that.
Unless they want to crawl through a flaming cart.
What are you at, life-wise?
However, we still have to worry about that guy on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, in theory, I can shoot him, too. I just need to get closer to him.
I'm going to cast Divine Glow centered on... It's going to be centered... Well, it's a blast 3.
Hey, Ethan?
Yes?
That's a wrong applesauce.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just letting you know.
Can I... If I use a close blast 3, can I hit both those guys in that room?
All right. What do you want to do?
Close blast 3. Divine Radiance.
Blast 3?
Yeah. Or Divine Glow.
OK. Can you get both of those guys in the room? Not without hitting Amina.
Well, they won't hurt Amina.
Is it enemies in the blast?
Yeah.
Then yes, you can hit all of them.
Okay. This one is for the guy, the turban guy. Okay, so turban guy. That would be an 8. The other guy, though, would be a 23. 23 versus his reflex.
I'm pretty sure that'll hit.
So the other guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that'll hit him.
He'll take 4 points of radiant damage, and you gain a +2 until the end of my next turn.
Not real good, but
no. All right. Amina's taking a phone call.
That she would attack.
Oh. Okay, so they have to start doing all that.
Actually, you also get the +2 on all your attacks until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Oh, hi, kitty.
It's time to take over Robin seat. Are they monkeying with her medicine again?
Yes.
Okay.
She gets to suffer all the effects in reverse.
Throws, not doing well.
Stop hitting my dice.
I like hitting them.
Well, I don't like it.
Deep with it.
He's not hitting very well when he hits your dice, so let him go ahead and keep
leave your dice out
there. I can hit the D6s. It's happening in my D20s.
Okay. Oh, Arthuro.
Peel himself out from the wreckage and the flames, which he has taken damage from.
Oh, so isn't he flaming now?
We think he was flaming.
Turn to extinguish said flames.
Stop, drop, and roll.
The horses would be panicked. Or the horse would be panicked on top of him, too.
Right, exactly. Assuming.
Yes, it's a mess in there, right?
They would be stopping.
So periodically, are you rolling damage for the horse against him?
Yes.
Okay.
He's
sad.
He's almost bloody.
Okay.
Yes.
Much more effective attack this time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You basically choke off their exit point right now. They have to figure other ways out.
Yeah, unless there's other ways we don't know about yet.
I'm sure there is.
Anyway, the sentries get to go. This guy doesn't have any more people to shoot at, except for Robin at the bottom of the stairs. We got a lot of people attacking Robin.
Is that a door? Is he going through a doorway in those stairs to shoot at her?
Move down.
We really need to pull Robin's character out of there.
Shift over there. Clank.
You get a +2 to.
All right, Robin. It is your turn.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. On all your attacks until the end of my turn. So, do something nasty to all of them.
+6, 19 AC on the turban guy.
19 AC on Turban Man. That will hit him.
Yay!
Woo!
12 points of damage, and the other guy takes 5.
Nice.
Sorry, I haven't seen my dad in like.
Yeah, what has he been doing?
So I was like, He's still alive.
He's been kind of.
He's been working a lot.
Turban Man is bloodied.
Awesome.
The other guy is not bloodied yet. Yet being out of turn.
Give it time.
Does that. Yeah. Arthuro peels himself out and starts fighting with a horse. The sentries get to go. Bloodied man shifts over here to flank you. This guy moves down here to shoot at you with a wonderful crossbow. So let's deal with crossbow first. 20 to hit you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Not looking good for the home team there.
You can one whole point of damage. 19 versus your AC with short sword.
Mm-hmm.
For 8 points of damage.
Ouch.
So that's that. The other dude on your other side takes a swing at you as well. For, see. Seventeen hit your AC?
Yep.
For 9 points of damage.
I am unconscious.
Did you have a plus two?
Unconscious.
I thought it was plus two to hit.
Oh,
okay, so the fighter goes down. What are you at?
-5.
Any more healing words left?
I used both of them.
When we get back around to you, you start making death throws, death saves.
Do you have a bolstering strike? Or
no.
No.
That'll be my... If we level up, I'm going to trade out.
This guy is taking a shot at you with crossbow.
Because the combat priest is not what I thought.
Does 21 hit your AC here?
Sadly, yes.
Take 4 points of damage. You hear the neighing of a horse as a horse gets horribly killed by several people with swords.
Yes, Trigger, you served us well.
This dude will get up. This dude will get up. This dude will get up. Moves over to attack you. You are in this space. He'll move in to attack as well. So we'll do the Tufts first. They are attacking with maces. I'm assuming 7 misses you, Eric.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming a 10 misses you. The sentry there with the short sword swings and hits a 9, so misses you again. And the rats.
There are rats?
Yeah, there's a dire rat and 2 giant rats.
The rat goes after him. This rat goes after him. This rat jumps onto your corpse and tries to gnaw on Jeremy.
How great.
So the dire rat attacked Turban Man because he disturbed him. Oh, and we'll chew on it a little bit. Easily enough.
Did we pick up more potions of healing?
Nope.
You forget?
We didn't have any money.
I see.
Spent all the money getting these guys out.
It's because you have really bad negotiating skills.
Turban Man is being chewed on by a dire rat, but is still alive. The giant rat goes after the other guy and doesn't do anything. The other giant rat goes after Jeremy and will hit a 21.
Yes.
Take 2 points of damage. Okay. I'm sorry, 3 points of damage. As it bites you. Yeah. Mal, back to you.
Okay, I think it's time to be burning an action point, but let's see. First, I'm going to grab... what's your character's name?
Amina.
I'm going to grab Amina and try and pull Amina out.
Okay. The giant rat will try to bite you when you do
that's
that.
That's fine.
Just because you were poking around in his spot, and he will go, hingy!
That's fine.
Pull Amina out. So you pull Amina into your space. We'll say you pull Amina over into this space.
And I will actually.
You move out?
No.
Oh, okay.
As I assume that's an action to grab and pull her out?
Yeah. It's a standard action to grab her, and it's a let you do a minor action to pull her out, so you still have a move action left.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming a heal check is going to.
Standard
action.
Okay, so I'll burn an action point and use
a. Make a heal check?
Make a heal check on her.
Heal check, roll your heal.
16.
Okay. Amina, you get to spend a healing surge.
Yay.
You stabilize, you spend a healing surge, and you can spend a healing surge. You activate her second wind.
Okay.
Hey, Riz. What you doing?
So you are conscious once more, but prone.
Since you activated your second wind, you get plus two to all of your defenses
until mm-hmm.
the end of your next turn.
Battle Knight.
Okay.
You got two dudes on you.
I'm going to do twin strike.
Okay. Which one are you attacking first?
Silver
there's
Man.
There's a tough and there's a sentry. The sentry is the dude with the silver dude.
There's a what?
A mook.
There's the two guys, there's a sentry and a tough. Or what
and the tough?
A tough. A sellsword tough.
Okay. I'll attack the tough first.
The tough dude first, okay.
Yeah. 13.
That will miss. I think you have to hit to do the other one, right?
Yep, I do.
Alright. Mr. Eel.
Okay.
You have a tough one.
Or dancing.
If I shift over, it looks to me like I could shift over and be adjacent to her.
That's fine.
Okay. Would you rather move or have a bonus to your next attack? I can either let you shift or I can give you a bonus to your next attack roll.
Give me a bonus.
Okay. I'm going to do...
So are you moving or are you shifting?
I'm shifting.
So that's your move action.
Right. And I'm going to do a Furious Smash against this guy.
Okay.
Which will give her a bonus to her next attack roll.
Roll it.
So this is versus Fortitude.
Okay.
19 versus Fortitude. Take 4 points of damage.
Thanks.
Chocolate.
And...
Okay.
You get a... I choose an ally adjacent to me of the target. This ally applies your charisma modifier as a power attack. Okay.
Has a power bonus to attack, right?
Yep. And damage, both, actually.
Cool.
So your next attack, you get a plus four to hit and damage.
Sellswords of Punjar, an adventure for characters at levels 1 to 3, by Harley Stroh. With additional writing by Aaron Blackridge Rudell, cover art by Eric Lofgren, interior art by Doug Kovacs, cartography by Jeremy Simmons.
Published by Goodman Games. More information can be found at www.goodman-games.com.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.